It's no secret Idaho is in the middle of a transformation. It is the fastest growing state in the country, and Boise accounts for a lot of that growth. This week, our newsroom decided to take a closer look at how Idaho is adapting to all of this growth with the series, Our Changing Idaho. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the influx of people flocking to the Gem State, boosting populations and changing the fortunes of a majority of Idaho cities. However, smaller communities aren't seeing the same spikes. Reporter Matt Gillum visited one town on the banks of the Snake River that, despite seeing a downturn in residents, is placidly getting by.
We're in the city of American Falls, and I'm Kristen Jensen. I've been a member of the American Falls City Council for 27 years. I also do economic development work for the city of American Falls and Power County.
I'm Randy Jensen, the superintendent of schools in American Falls.
Incidentally, also
husband of Kristen.
We are sitting in a car. We're embarking on an adventure, basically, right?
Yes, we are. We'll be showing you some of the highlights of our town.
Well, let's go.
We pull out of the parking lot at City Hall, go a few blocks towards the downtown, and hit the single stoplight.
There really isn't much negative you can say. That's why we've been here for 30 years, and we've had many opportunities to take careers in other places. But at the end of the day, we love being here, and I don't think we'll ever leave.
American Falls is situated in Power County. It lost the most people of the six cities in the state that shed population. The most recent figures from the government puts the number of residents at 4,280.
The interesting thing is that of Idaho's 200 incorporated cities, 167 of them have less than 5,000 people.
Janelle Heyer is a seasoned analyst with the Idaho Department of Labor.
I've been doing research longer than you've been born, trust me.
Heyer says it's the big cities of Idaho, Boise, Meridian, Pocatello, and the like, that are population magnets. It's a different story for those small towns with fewer than 5,000 people.
Even though our small communities may not have lost population this year, they've seen kind of a decrease over the past few years because there are not the jobs there. There's not the opportunities, so they go elsewhere, whether they stay in Idaho or whether they leave.
After driving around the revamped downtown, a pair of stops to take in the American Falls Reservoir and pausing to look at the waterfall the city is named for, Kristen Jensen brings up the city's main industry as the local road trip continues.
The community itself exists because of agriculture. We've had about $19 million in investments over the past year in expanding agricultural businesses.
Over here to the left, you'll see Driscoll Potatoes. That's a potato processing plant as well. We're driving out to a place called Lamb Weston. They have the distinction of being McDonald's number one French fry producer every year.
Once the tour concludes and we get back to City Hall, I ask Kristen, the American Falls City Councilwoman and Economic Development Specialist, about the town's downturn in population.
We actually have only lost about 36 people, so it makes it sound like we're really losing a lot. While it may look like we're declining, if you look at our community, we don't feel that we have a void. We actually feel like we're maintaining. We're a pretty solid, stable economy here.
While Jensen uses the word stable, a few residents of the small community who preferred not to be recorded describe the city as stagnant. They point to a lack of shopping options. There's just one grocery store in town, and some other retailers folded in recent years. But Jensen says the city is poised for continued growth, pointing to the $19 million in investment the town received last year. She says new potato cellars and equipment upgrades at the city's ag employers lacks the glamour of a new movie theater.
We don't expect this to become Salt Lake City or Boise or Idaho Falls. We love American Falls for what it is. Maintaining the businesses that we have and the economic stability with our farm community suits us well, and we're able to be very sustainable.
Just 20 minutes from Pocatello, American Falls and other small cities offer a different pace of life from the expanding metropolitan hubs. That, says Janelle Heyer, the analyst at the Idaho Department of Labor, could help sustain them.
Unless they're really remote, they're easily accessible to a large city. And people may not want to live in a large city, so they will take advantage of those small communities. So I think as the state continues to grow, they will benefit from some of the spillover.
Along with American Falls, the two largest cities to see population declines in recent years are Orofino and Gooding. Both locations are less than 45 miles away from the cities of Lewiston and Twin Falls, respectively. With Idaho growing as fast as it is, just how far the spillover effect extends is anyone's guess. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Matt joins me in studio to talk a little bit more about this. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Gemma.
So tell me a little bit about American Falls. I mean, you spent, you know, some time over there. What's it really like?
Well, I mean, it takes a while to get there. Let's start with that. It's about 3 hours east of Boise. Well, yeah, three and a half-ish. And it's right off the freeway. It's right on the American Falls Reservoir, which is, I mean, one of the things the town loves to tout is that they've got this great place for water recreation. There you can boat, you can fish, you can swim, you can water ski, all sorts of stuff there. It's very much one of those traditional small towns. Mm-hmm. It has a central square that it's a big park, and on one end of the park is the Power County Courthouse, which is a really cool old building. That's on one side, ringed by churches, numerous churches on the square, and then at the bottom of it is the sort of central hub of town, which is the one grocery store, which is attached to a drugstore. And fun fact, the drugstore does have a soda fountain in it.
Really?
Yeah. So when I went out there, I treated myself and had a malt.
So you get one of the best malts if you go to American Falls.
You really do. They you know what? They were touting the milkshakes at Moon's here in Boise. So I think there's some dialogue there of creamy treats.
So who would have the better one? I mean, are they in a competition or is this?
I think that's another story, but I'll have to look into that.
Right. So unlike a lot of big cities around the state, American Falls, as you talked about in your piece, they're not seeing an influx of people moving there. They've lost some people. So what are the other issues that you've, you know, seen with this loss of residents? Or do they care about that in American Falls?
I really don't think they're that concerned about the number of people leaving. I mean, let's get some perspective, though. I mean, it was the population there was 4,280. They lost about 37 people. To a lot of people, that isn't a bunch. To a small town like that, that is a sizable.
That's a sizable amount.
Yeah, it's a decent cohort that left. But I mean, you know, I talked to a woman at the Idaho Department of Labor, Janelle Heyer. We heard her in the story, mm-hmm. and she makes a really good point about the size of many communities nationwide. She says, you know, we are a country of small towns, and that's especially true in Idaho.
The interesting thing is that of Idaho's 200 incorporated cities, 167 of them have less than 5,000 people. So as the nation is made up of small communities, Idaho, I think, is even made up of more smaller communities because, hey, 167 out of 200, we're pretty dang small.
Pretty dang small. And she's right. And when I was talking to her, she also said, I mean, just 3.9% of all the cities in the country, so that's nationwide, mm-hmm. have a population of over 50,000. So, I mean, we are a patchwork of small towns with, when you think about it like that, just a few big hubs, kind of just like Idaho.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is when you think of American Falls, you know, you've really set the scene of what a small traditional town it is, yet it's 20 miles from Pocatello.
And that they realize that it's a boon for them. A complaint that I got was that, you know, there's one grocery store. Some of the retail shops had gone under in recent years. That was a bother. But then at the same time, you are 20 minutes from Pocatello. When they want to go to the Costco, when they want to go to Target, Home Depot, the movies, whatever, it's a very short trip. Now, I mean, you know, different story in winter, but many of the people I talked to said that they winter somewhere else.
And so they may like the idea of being able to, you know, go to the city, Pocatello, and do all of those things, yet then 20 minutes later, you are in this more, you know, smaller, maybe more idyllic town.
Right. That's like what we heard Janelle say in the piece, is that it is not for everybody, big city life. And, you know, you can adjust your sliding scale of what you consider a big city accordingly. But if you don't want to live in a place with a lot of freeways or a hub like Pocatello, you can easily live 20 minutes outside and have really what would be a Mayberry experience in American Falls.
And you said right in your piece that the town is holding steady. Talk maybe a little bit more about that.
I mean, like we said, not a lot of people are moving there. Not a lot of people are leaving. It is maintaining. Kristen, the woman that I talked to on the American Falls City Council, let's just pause also, 27 years on the American Falls City Council. She and her husband have been there for 30 years. So that is a remarkable career in civic government
by any standard.
No, especially when it's a small town, when you probably know everything that's going on with everybody. So to be able to remain that popular and to stay in city government that long does say something.
She must be serving her constituents if she's made it that long. But when I talked to her, when she gave me the tour, she was really touting. I mean, yes, they got $19 million of investment in their agriculture industries, which, you know, good for them. But she was adamant about the stability of the town and how that really was the selling point. You go to American Falls and you know what you're signing up for.
We are staying the same, which is good. We're not losing people. As people pass away and we have other individuals that are born and they're raised here and some go away to college, we aren't having these crazy ups and downs that some areas are with lots of empty homes and then suddenly nothing available. People can predict what kind of lifestyle they'll have here.
That's interesting. I mean, that says something, though, where you're not having to deal with these crazy housing prices. I mean, we just spoke with the Idaho Housing Association and our skyrocketing rental rates, let alone being, you know, not even able to buy a home in the Treasure Valley. That's not the case. If you go to this part of the state.
If you go to this part of the state, if you go to some of those other communities too, like I haven't been to Gooding or Rufino, but they're not that far from a hub. So it is within the realm of possibility that you can live a more cosmopolitan life, but then live in a sort of very small, quaint town and get the best of both worlds.
It's an interesting perspective on our changing Idaho, and we continue to talk about growth. So Matt, I really appreciate your time with me.